Rebbe. He said he learned it. Mr. Brewer set up a cottage. He said, Zivah Hashem, we have left on, and he stood up. He said, where's the table? No one's secure. No one knows where it says that. Didn't know. All right. So you're dangerous here. You're bumping yourself down the farm.
I'm
just coming out. Oh, yeah. Don't apologize. Eglow, the fat guy. So, when I was a kid. Yesterday. Well, Rebbe. He said he learned it. Mr. Brewer. Stand up the cottage. He said, Zivah Hashem. We had left on, he stood up. He said, where's the table? No one's secure. No one knows where it says that. Couldn't know. All right. So, you're dangerous here. You're bumping yourself down the farm. Eglow, the fat guy. So, when I was a kid, the problem is, see, ideally, I miss my youth. I'm a fat guy, a nice and lefty. You know, I have to forget these things. I was 10 years old, and things, vivid images in my mind. What we really should do is revamp the Chinuch and go back to the Chinuch of the Mishnah. But the Chama is the Mikra, then after the Mishnah. If you don't start this night until 10, from 5 to 10, you're supposed to know Gan Tanakh, not just Gan Tanakh. All right, I would imagine the difficult part, the philosophical part, I think is a lot of those. But at least the story part, the narrative. Again. But today, nowadays, no one knows, they don't do it anymore. Everyone's running to learn Gemara and Mishnayot, and get the time, and the world affairs. There's no fundamental basic education. Talmud Chacham has to know everything. Rav Moshe Zatzal, to give you an example, Rav Moshe knew everything. I didn't know everything. He was Kazakh Tanakh. People would see watching the words to walk, and he said, well, Dr. Ed, people walk. His wife and all by holding him. He would have a Tanakh. And he would go, well, he walked through the Tanakh. He would not. Yeah, meditation. And he'd go through the Tanakh to us. Oh, he'd be fine. And he'd learn to learn his knife and everything. He'd take off the stone. He'd unwrap his stone, he'd learn his knife. Right, he's a genius, so he was resisting to be able to have the Tanakh while he's walking and that was unwrapping. You know, when I'm not Madrega, we have a certain kind of general knowledge. That's one of the reasons that we try when we're learning over here to get a sort of a general knowledge of the Yonah. Sometimes you see it in the Gemara. We just learn, you know, deep, 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 and I'm not against deep learning, but so deep that they don't have a chance to know the basic seven of the seven. I would recommend that everybody should have a Seder in Nach, and a Seder in Shias and Gemara, and a Seder in Mishnayos, and a Seder in Mr. Brewer. You have Sdorov and Gerov from the Yonah Kor, you cover ground. You want to be called a Talmud Chacham, you have to be just not be the Tumtum, a few blocks of the love distance every year. You have to learn more than that. It's very important. Look, maybe if it's connected to the two parts of Rashi. Put Talmud Chacham, works hard at the Chachdal is Lauren, first of all, give him a matana of a kala of the kachet of the chavdal of Yisrael. Yisrael, love of the chavdal. The first thing is about the Rabin major address. The Rabin major address. It says, Nolan encourages students with tickets to begin checking by Tanaya. Let's have the DNC by Tanaya. He encourages it. So I'm giving you an opportunity to show us when you want to begin. I'm going to kind of early do it, Jewish. I'm going to go early on. But the shiur goes an hour and a half. Okay?
Yesterday
you see it for 10:45. Okay, let's maybe we should make the shiur, I guess, 9 o'clock. Till 10:30, 9:10 till 10:40. How's that? Too close. Some people want to go. 9 o'clock sharp. 9 a.m. sharp. You have to dive in an early meeting. It's not even a business here with this lady Mignon. Apparently, I've been allowed to go. point at least 5 degrees of sheep. That's what it's kind of there. I don't know, is that true? Why they believe? Well, he was the one who gave the shear, shear clothing. I'm sorry? I don't know everything. My brother knows. What? According to this, kind of is a rotten thing. The rotten thing about all this is it's a smoke screen. I don't understand. They want some of the other. What can I tell you? You know, anger several serious foods. He's an Iranian. It's unbelievable. When you get angry, someone do with you, you don't be angry. That means if they admire a Lithuanian or a Shiva and they come along to Galatiana to start, he's Iranian. And he's Syrian, they're Iranian. Is there a Shiva rabbi? Is there a Shiva rabbi? Is there
good.
Everybody has 3 months. Every person? Yeah, why not? They need matzahs for the society. We have to say something big enough, they need matzahs anyway. The moment they can make a field, they give matzahs.
Everybody has their own 3 months.
If you have enough, why not?
Is it
either scrapable or... Okay, I will say. We have to learn. I want to apologize. There was no sphere yesterday because I felt that Tamidim could get here. Yeah, I know there was more there, but that's I thought it wasn't appropriate to give a shiur and sugars before Tamidim and everyone else was to miss. Today there are still some who haven't made it. That's the one I know is in Pittsburgh. He's excused. Everyone else was not there. I should have been here by now. One guy called me with Oscar, and one of his that kept the shiur late because he said he may have to come late. Amen. So maybe he got caught in some traffic or on a train. I don't know. Maybe. And it's a very difficult situation. I appreciate those who did come. Let's not waste any time. Go right to the thick of things. We are discussing today the sewer. I'm probably supposed to finish up the dinner of the sewer today. If I can, we'll try. I just want to make sure I know where I'm holding. The end of this year on Thursday, we spoke a little bit about the suin in terms of Rabbi Chanan in Yevamos. I know we discussed the suin can't be asked about it today. I believe you also mentioned the question of whether you require kavana to be kohen as a kufr. I mentioned Rabbi Henkin Svara, I think, that you don't say anything as a kufr. You don't say Ariat Nesuoli. I'm not sure I mentioned that Svara. I didn't. Rabbi Henkin points out, you don't say Ariat Nesuoli. He's right. No, you don't say anything. But you don't say anything indicates that Henke, that that's a din of Kabbalah's opinion. It's a Messias. You want to be married, it's good enough. Now, of course, if Henke has a similar idea when it comes to Kiddush Abiyah, which we reject, say, with those thousands of Ramzeirim, we reject them because Halacha, it's not true. But it's not committed for thousands of Ramzeirim. So when it comes to the Suan, then he supposed to say it's right, but you don't have to say anything. Many possibly don't have any yizlut at all, any nesuah, because it's not even a dat of a shabierva. You don't have any dat in kavan is enough. It's a matzah because it's creating a status of marriage. It doesn't have to be officially a Jewish marriage or marriage. Of course, as long as it follows a regular tradition, the dat motion is Yisrael. And what happens if you have nesuah before kiddushin? I want to discuss that a little bit. We mentioned already a few times. The suin before kiddushin came up with the case of badekin. You have badekin before the kiddushin. How does it work, if at all? So the Mishnah Lamelech speaks about it. So you have the suin before kiddushin, and the pashtus is yes, you can. But the pashtus is that it only works as of the moment of the kiddushin, not before. We discussed the lumdus of it, right? Is it a mice? Is it a matzah? Is it called the pinyano? The whole discussion. I'm not going to go into that again right now. But there's one line in the round. Did you see that line in the round yet? I don't remember anymore. Show you that line? Only he did, but no one else did? You found it also? Let's open to the Ran on the Zuma on the Tom, on the, well, not the most recent one. On our Shmuddin. Where are the Shmuddin? You want to have the Shmuddin here?
Yeah.
Like I have, so Lamed, what? Lamed. No. Thank you. Okay. Lamed, give him the base. Let's go up and up there, okay? I should find the one liner. It's a new one. See, it's better. Lama's given another day. The Ev Shaloman. How can I describe it to you? Four lines down to the thing under the ancient sense. That's a nice way to put it. Okay. True, he's right. The last word is Osa. How's that? The last word on the line is Osa. It's about halfway on the wide line, approximately. Ev Shalom Adachi Amina, the Dia Arison Osa, the Dia makes only Arison, Hani, meaning the line starts, Hani, meaning the base gun. I will call, say, I didn't try to read this next word. Sehivia, Sehivia, Libeza, Libeza, Vikinsa Uba Allah, that's a very important line. People think that the Mishnah Lamelech said he meant that you know you got a Nisuin before Kiddushin. That's crazy. It can't be. Even though he quotes your Ramban and the Rashbon, Kiddushin up here. If you look carefully in the Rashbon, that feeling Kiddushin is the same thing as the Ran here, which is Bon Kiyefer. You do the action of Kiddushin to create the state, you do the action of Nisuin to create the state of Nisuin, which we call Beis Baila. That you can do before the Kiddushin. But it's not effective until when? Do. So you put the ring on a finger. It's a din of Eishes Ish for base battle. It's not an Eishes Ish. It's nothing. So then it could be base bala, it could be base haish. If a girl comes to your house and to make a marriage, if you walk to the base of the that's the first time they get come to the house first, and then you put a ring on a finger. But then the question is that at that moment, the previous coming to the house is going to work to effect a, is to an end of the moment of the ring, not earlier.
That,
yeah, sorry? I think it's probably Shehi Bia. I know that, but because of all the afterwards, so that's why I thought it should be Shehi Bia. Nothing. Nothing. Bia. But what's Bia at all? This time instead of Bia, without a Kiddush. You have to have the Kiddush. You say Bia. If you do say Bia, then it's like a Bok Yefa, then it's like a Bok. You just did Bia L'Shem Tzuz. Is it Bia L'Shem Tzuz? Nothing. Of course. You have to make, you have to create the Eris first. Habab. No question about it. Now, the same called the Chupas Chassanim. Sounds like a band. The Chupas Chassanim, written by the Shara Melech, says that if you look carefully, this is the Pshat, this is Ketuba who makes reference to it, and that if a person would do a Nisuin, and then the Nisuin would end, if they'd go under a canopy, then walk away from the canopy, and then put the ring under a finger, it would not be a Nisuin. If your person would go under a canopy, and then go step away from the canopy, first look under the canopy. Then they step away from the canopy and they put the ring on a finger. Not Nisuma. You can't have Nisuma for Kiddush. It's a bulky effort if the Ranch is over here. So it has to be, she's still in the house when the Bia is being done. The Bia is being done in his house. That's the case of the Ranch. Or something similar. But it's a Hagos Mordechai has to be there. Kiddush is a top cook member. Similar case. He married before she turned back to Mitzvah. And then, Bola Mishay Zila. So it's not that they're considered the steward. But he's Bola Bebeto. So therefore, everything works without Tachas. But there's a Matas Bin Yomin. Or the Gedolei Apostle, what about the Beshmul and Simon Samachdal? One second, just cut involved. But a Matas Bin Yomin is referring to a case of an Almona. We'll get to that later. Next round of problems. The new Marma Prime is. Where are they? Right over here, thank you. Numar Makomas, the third and the last line. It's a Simon Tan of Dalit. Well, that Simon, in the Beit Shmuel, the Tan Vav, for the Masas Bin Yomim. What's the case over there? But an Almona. We'll see later, and that's it. We already saw in the Russian Tariq Aleph, if I'm mistaken, that the Almona has a different status than Sula. Right? We have the Yerushalmi. Sula Mishayu, how's it go? Sula Mishayot of Eros Vihinguma, Valmona me, remember the last word, Vishenis Yachdu. There's a separate status of Valmona has a more stringent threshold before you achieve the Suin. So therefore, if that's the case, which is what the Shavanar quotes in the time of Dalit, and Valmona has to have Yichud with Dafka, and if you have the Yichud, hakash this case. A man takes a woman into a Yichud room before giving her a ring, then takes her out into the street where everyone is there, puts the ring on her finger. There's a Masas Bin Yomim, there's no Nisuin. He's right, says the Chupas Chassanim. Because there the Chupa ended before the Kiddushin began. No good. You can have Kiddushin before Kiddushin. You do a Mais and Nisuin before Kiddushin, and it's Nimsha. While the Kiddushin transpires, then it's okay. That's the Valdik. How do I know this in the first place? That's a good question. 1 minute. And even if you hold that out, that as some do, that you don't need actual... Oh, here's the man. We waited. If you don't need actual yichud for Amon, the not they took him into his house, but even that wasn't the case. He took him into his house, and then he took his living room with 10 people there, but then he went out into the shul and then did a wedding with 100,000, 1,000 people there, 500, 300. They came to a wedding with 500 people in the halacha. They made up. But that's not considered the debate so either. That'll also be the same result as the Matas Bin Yomim. Yes. Right, but as of when would the Bezekin work? It is. They think she's still being covered with the veil. She'd take off the veil and think that wouldn't work. You're right. We had a discussion last week. What if he takes off the veil to make up a hair and puts it back on again? That's, I mean, that's the shayla, the kolso.
Yeah.
Similar concept, right? Pitzchei Tshuva, by the way, talks about the issue of the Simon Samach Al Sunday. It's chupa d'oraisa. It's the whole concept of the suah d'oraisa. We see a lot of kind of questions. Beis Yishon Adara, of course, we get to Taforas Adara. So he means monetary matters, he wants to know. If we checked it out, according to the Rambam, just about every case doesn't exist, right? Because Yerusha, we said, is the Rabbonim. What else is there? Yerusha, Tumba, and all things are the Rabbonim. So, and all the other seals from other props are Rabbonim. I don't know what much what it means. We pass on the night, but anyway, it's total dinner. Dinner's all right. Fine. Yeah, it's a weird school. And there's a whole series of menhagim as far as kufa, which I want to discuss with you very briefly. Number one, going around the kufa. So the joke is they make him dizzy. That's the joke. They make him dizzy. But it has a basis. Now there are different customs. Some say go around seven times, some say three times, some say none at all. What I don't approve of is what I've heard about, believe it or not, I read about the papers. He goes around her three times, she goes around him three times, so three and a half times. That's like the what I read in the written Jewish Week this week. You know? Read Jewish Week this week? Read it. Page 4. Okay? I don't like that either. The egalitarian Megillah.
Oh, yes.
Seven prophets, but then again, the women have more than the men. The woman has seven prophets, the men have three prophets. Huh? I don't want to know that. I already told you my opinion on a purely halakhic basis. It's nothing to do with the politics and the spirit of the halakhic. If you have any of that, even going to the letter of the halakhic, no good. I get as much about it in the bar mitzvah not long ago. There's a secret, I don't know the Torah. Halakhic and Maitre. And my psak preceded all this stuff. I thought about it, you know, years ago. Those who don't know Megillah, I mean, in the summer, we get a psak before this phenomenon exists. It shouldn't be special. I made a new psak this year. Yeah? I haven't seen the source thing. If you get it to me, I'll be happy to analyze it with you. No, but still Kodesh are there. Found Kodesh is a Nefachlan. So it's a big problem. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. Similarly, there was an article in the Jewish World about a certain wedding. Well, it's not right that she go around him, except it's predicted for him. So she went around him three times, he went around her three times. I don't approve of that either. They don't go around at all? If that's their custom? That's what I thought. The Shana, she's going around him, she's entering into his house. But the Maisa, it is a name, he's showing a Doro. That's the whole thing, that's the whole thing. They reject that. No.
He's the sister.
That's the sister, even. That's Aleph. Beis. Rabbi says it's an unavoidable fact. It says in the Torah, Beis Yishoch Nadara. That's what it is. It's halacha. That's what it is. Custom the same day as day this year. Those who have a custom not to go. I think it's modern. Which island? Walter, which island?
Gilligan.
Well said. Somebody's stuck on Manhattan out here across the street. But the mice said, it also, I think the spiders don't go around at all. Remember a second, what's that? You can't do that. Because you come from a lineage, Yad Ashkenaz has been custom for 1,000 years or something like that, and the Ramah called it, supported the Polskim, they have to go around, that's all. Dominicans have been speaking for many years. Which direction they face, another big discussion. The mentor for Rabbi Hutton, I told you about which way to face. This way or the other way. Again, you can follow different customs, so whatever is preferred. It's better for the Rabbi Hutton, the Fairhead calls all the customs, I told you, everyone. From this way, whatever you need. 3 out of 4 directions are quoted. The better way, I think, is if Rabbi Hutton says, it's a chaskal to face the Olam, on the chuppah, when he puts the ring on.
What's going on?
in the old days, they never discussed Erlem. Erlem was an old four-star. They just gathered around. They discussed which Mizrach. In 3 days of Shri'ar Hatei, that's causing people to get away from the people. It's, you say east, west, or north, whatever it is. Which one is
greener?
South does not make it, right? West, they don't say. The east, north, not west. Now, of course, in any shul, what do they face? Any good shul, they face west. Because they are common disease, so they're facing west. So one day, they're facing west, quote. So that's why I always say, and that's Kamina, it doesn't matter which way you face, but if you're in a shul, if you're a putna, it's kapeda, the face of a chachil. What? Oh, yes. Radicals. What? Who was the by one of them? The rabbi turned them around in the middle? Right? Turned them in the middle. They were facing away from the oil, and the rabbi turned them towards the oil. Maybe he'll look up with them. Which is not the face towards the oil. That's another, that was a possible reason that no one should see. Should be, on the other hand, it could be goops, because maybe someone else doctor should see. Whatever it is, that's the minute. They talk about stinging the gunim. It's a minute that stings certain the gunim. The quote is Polskin. Not a meskafe. It's not one for the show. I'm not quoting either. I'm talking about the Miadir and the Mivan Tziach. Quote is a custom. That is a custom to sing these things under the chuppah. And finally, the Indian of the Kittel is quoted. The Kittel. That's the Minig was seeking that the custom was the Kittel. And the whole discussion. The old Minig was custom to the Kittel. Why? Basically, the real reason is to remind them of his mortality. Second Mason? That's the main reason. I was told, one rabbi told me that the old minig in Europe was they always wear the kittel under a coat. So I thought it was cold. So they went in it outside. It was freezing. He got all excited. He saw us with the kittel without a coat. Hat. That's what they come over. They unbutton all the buttons. Unbutton all the buttons. Did they unfit the zippers? Right, that's why we wear kittel. Oh, that's a shot.
I have
another reason. Okay. Good thing. Good thing. Hat? I think it's a very good idea to wear a hat. Why? Why? Yeah? Why? Let me try to explain it to you as best I can. Why do I prefer the chassid with a hat? Should wear. A chuppah is a very serious place. Now, it's true, I'm not advocating what I see now these days, at the chassid of Kala saying a shuffling at 95 miles an hour and saying another parakilim. When I grew up, wasn't that way. When I grew up, the chassid was supposed to smile on the way down and said to the chuppah, let's put on his dog on his deathbed. His funeral. It's also smile, it's a happy occasion. I'm serious, but still. Now, you gotta look up. The news not gonna look down and see how many Shabbats you can make. You want to make Shabbat? Fine, but that takes a second. The whole time it's chuckling and chuckling. I'm not in favor of that. I haven't said any tillim. The only time you want to get down, you can down in your heart. You don't have to say tillim. So if I'm not up to tillim, I'm good. You can think it. You don't have to say it if you're a big savage. I don't like this whole story. But on the other hand, a hat, I think, is appropriate. A hat is it's formal attire. But mad that there are those who never have to wear tuxes. They have a whole discussion in the street. For that, I'm against. I think it's not a Jewish way to talk to you. You do wear it, but it's not a Jewish way. But a plain black suit with a black hat, that's formal Jewish attire. My dear Zayt. That's what a chassid should wear. That's what I wore. What? There aren't that many circles that it's not. Because even the circles that it's not, many of the circles that it's not, I mean that that's not that they're not dressed formally. But for example, very often, even in those circles, not everybody wants those shoulders below whatever they have. They come to a rabbi, they very often want to wear a hat, or a rabbi for time. We'll wear a hat, though. We have such circumstances. I prefer it. Not chos below yavar, if they have to be. I prefer it. I want to move off these new huggles, come back to the huggles later. Now I'll get to the main part of today's shiur. In Meshka Chayki Mishavayim, sing it. Those who want to sing it, sing it. If they don't want to sing it, I say it with the chosin. Yeah. Just at a wedding last week. So before they broke the glare, they told the chosin, let's say after me. In Meshka Chayki Mishavayim, we said all of us together. We broke the glare. Shir HaMalos, interesting. According to my historical sources, Shir HaMalos really comes. The one that sing of the Yekis. The others don't sing Shir HaMalos, to the best of my knowledge. And from what I understand, the Niggin, the famous Yekis Niggin, I don't know if you know it, I know it, I've sung it on Super already. The Bokom Shein Anoshin. But the famous Shir HaMalos, as I understand, was really composed at the behest of Shabbos and Paul Hirsch, not for weddings at all. It was composed for Matzoy Shabbos. You think that Franklin was abused because they were on the Shabbos today? As soon as they finished the Meyer semester, they'd run out. They'd have to go to the opera. I don't know where they had to go, they had to run. But they had to wait. And he wanted to stay till the end of the Yitzhak and all the whole world. No one wanted to stay. So Shabbos was a very smart decision. Look at how the Yekos loved it. Quiet thing and everything like that. You could have to compose the Shir HaMalos. The last thing, not the Shir HaMalos, but the very, very end, is the Shir HaMalos, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem. How could they leave before the quiet thing? But next day, Kach Shamati from the Torah. I think that's cool. Who else is the Shir HaMalos? I never heard of it. But what? That is beautiful too. They already had things on to do it. Very appropriate, don't forget to work. But Kala, no? Eshel, Gemma, Korea, it was beautiful. Very, very nice too. But it was not something which they sang in Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem, not the Shema, they were conventions. Not in my market, but I'm very good. So the Lech HaMishnah gives, there's a number of perutim. One is as follows. It's Mashmur, I'll finish the perish. The Rambam holds, when he quotes the Yeshkubal of Psulah, it doesn't mean they're really married. There's a big shalom puzzle. The Gemara and Zayin Yavam, with it, before he put a ring on his finger, on her finger, only after he put a ring on her finger. What do you say? That's a shalom. But the Rambam quotes it, he never put a ring on her finger. He never put a ring on her finger, it's understood. The cannabis is like throwing an umbrella and then it rains outside. It doesn't mean anything. What do they put a sin on the chuppah when they just put a ring on her finger? Nothing. The answer, anything on it's talking nothing. But if they stand under a canopy for the purpose, not for the keep out the rain, but for the purpose of nisuin, even though nothing happens, because there's no kedushin. Nisuin akedushin is zero. Even though nothing really happens, Atal became a derabbanon, we view the woman as being possible kuna. Kachazen. If you look carefully around, she didn't tell us what he holds. The male whole kachazen doesn't even exist, it doesn't begin. I've never said yesh kuppel of ketulah if it really is means something. So chumam a derabbanon. Nothing that she really was kona. Nothing. That's what some say, Lech HaMishnah is a hint to it. Then, Lech HaMishnah is another bar. And this is what you may have meant. Let's finish your sentence if you meant it or not. Say. Speak. Why? You should probably brand need to do it. So what? Otazoi! Now you're talking! That's what Lech HaMishnah says. This Amora, this Kogel's not in the Amora. He's a bum. A bum, B-U-M. But he is not in the Amora. He's not going to wait till next week to have beer with her. He has chuppah, he has beer, and 1, 2, 3, and the chuppah's achana to a beer. It's achana to a beer, this is right. But it's achana to a beer. And the case, however, of a man who's a tzaddik, and his wife, as it happens, has to be nida. Is that chuppah going to lead up to a bia? Chas v'sholem. Where will the bia take place? Well, next week, she goes to the mikvah. That's the chesaron. This chuppah, you can't have a chuppah to lead up to a bia, because the bia will be next week. As opposed to the chuppah, the Kohen Gadol marries the almona, and they have a solemn ceremony, and the bia is going to be that day. What? What's the difference? Even if he doesn't know. Either way, he's going to have to be with her that night.
And the more
that
they tell them, that's not a question.
We'll come to that. Yeah? Oh, that's what I thought. The Pianist Dieting, if you do a wedding for a non-from couple. That's right. A non-from couple. They don't keep Himmelstar in Nebuch, they don't know Himmelstar, they don't know even Himmelstar in the Shmuck. So, Hakel, Yodin, Kal, Ovin, to the Chuppah. So, neither, but they have the honeymoon suite rented out. Alright? And they're not going to watch TV. Alright? So, that would be a good point. For a frum couple, one that is, Chuppah Zid would be called. For a non-frum couple, Chuppah Zid would be called. Very amazing, it's amazing verse. That's what it come out of, one that is. I saw an ultra Paulskin talking about BS needed. If BS can make me sue, as you discussed earlier, what if it's BS needed? Maybe it's also Kona. But the way we're saying that it's Kona, it also might be Kona if it's a non-frum Kona. Perhaps. So there are two things with them already. One, a couple of tools is meaningless to begin with. It's just that without Kedushin going to the Rambam, it's just a Kona with the Rabbonim, it's just a possible for true or whatever. Nothing. Second territory is, but the other chuppah is really leading to a bia right now. This chuppah is not going to be because she's a neither. We'll have to wait till next week, etc. The third territory is a territory that's printed in a maimer by Rav Shechter Shlita called Bedin Chuppah Ruya Lebiya. I can't figure out where this comes from. I have a zero. Not in the new sefer. But I can't recognize the print of the, maybe all this is maybe. I don't know where it's from. What? It's in chuppah or real beer. David Palmer over the front. It's one of those magazines, yeah? Yeah. Why not? Just suffocate. Still be good. He can change his mind. Yeah? Yeah. The first one is also the hint that I don't have commission, but I don't know if I pointed out, I already forgot who. don't make a big deal about it. But you see, the whole din is nothing. You look up these morning mamas, I'll show it to you. You know, I got to the mamma come. Yes, couple of psulas. What's more, what after always said? You mamas, what after? Nun zayin on the days? Let's take a look at Rama, what Rama calls the din. Yes, couple of psulas. Yes, couple of psulas. Aleph, per zayin on the trumas halacha chafala. How do you like that? The little trumas. Per zayin, halacha chafala. Whoa. Dangerous. Here. Hilchos Trumas. Perek Zayin. Halacha Chafal from the Rambam. The Chedem Nichnas to the Chulam below Erisin. Below Erisin. Ein on Ochus B'Shachup B'Poslos V'Milecho. The seeds are nothing. For these are the fairest. Perek Shibin on Mamakomas. It's my first mistake. Hilchos Trumas Perek Zayin Lach Chafal. That's the Mokar. That's nothing. That's the first Perek. Second Perek is what he has in mind. So that's what you point out the fairest on that. I don't know if he's a Perek Yud. That comes to the parents. I heard from Rabbi Goldman. And I'll shut the print. Same mahala. Beautiful mahala. Go back there. Go back there. Listen carefully. You know, neither is fundamentally different from Amon Lekhangol. So I thought you started to say. Someone said something. Different. You see, Noam can say what he has in mind. But someone else had a different voice. No? Say. Someone else will say, come on, they'll repeat it. What did you say different words? Because you need an Amon of the Kongol. What did you say? Somebody said something. Kamutna, that's Josh, that's Noam's word. Yeah? That's Noam's there. That's the Kratz of the Commission there. I want another something else, something different. No? Don't be shy. Someone said someone started saying before about what the Mohammed the Gehizah. That's what I heard. I didn't hear right. I said it myself. Well, that's what that is. No, a little bit different. Oh. The thing is, I love it like this, Rabbi. The need is to occur. Neither is an Easter courage. Courage? Amon marries a courage. Kongot marries an Amon, it's only Easter love. And Rabotai, what's the general way you do? You got this suing. You got this suing. How does it work? How does it work? Oh.
on a woman on the ring on the finger of a woman, she's in a bida, the condition is tal. It says the pasuk, nu balkare, utehi nida sa Allah. So literally that pasuk has nothing to do with getting married. That means about a tumah, about ball nida. But utehi, what's the shards of utehi? Avaya. What's avaya mean? The Bahari Sali Zaka, the Kiddushin. Utehini does a lot of indicates it can be to be the Kiddushin by an Eden. There it's a couple. Now the big question is, what is the answer to the Kiddushin? Something's going to have to give over here. We have two rules and they can't both stand. One rule is that whenever there's an Easter Erva, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin. Two, whenever there's an Easter Kares, the tree is an Easter Erva. Those rules both can't stand over here. Something has to give. So there's a custom. Which way does it slide? Yes, sure. Put a ring on a woman on the ring on the finger of a woman, she's in a bida, the condition is tal. It says it's positive. Nu balkare, utehi nida sa Allah. So literally that's positive, it's nothing to do with getting married. That means about a tumbah, about ball nida. But utehi, what's the charge of a tehi? Avaya. What's avaya mean? The Bahari Sali Zaka, it's kiddushin. Utehi nida sa Allah indicates it can be to be the kiddushin by a nida. There is a couple. Now the big question is, what is the answer to the Kiddushin? Something's going to have to give over here. So we have two rules, and they can't both stand. One rule is that whenever there's an Easter Erva, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin. Two, whenever there's an Easter Kares, the tree is an Easter Erva. Those rules both can't stand over here. Something has to give. So there is a couple. Which way does it slide? Yes, sure. There are two rules. One, when it's an Easter of Erva, there's no Tfisus Kiddushin. Two, when it's an Easter of Kares, it's an Easter Erva. That's called all right. Now, the Tihini Dostalau means an exception. To which rule is an exception? Neither? Two rules. So why don't you cut through the Tehiyah and Tehiyah on the second shot? She is an Erva, but it's fit position anyway. Fine. That's about the first one. And Josh said, no, the shot is the fact that the fit position indicates clearly is what? She's not an Erva. Oh, who's right? Why is it kind of part? Then why is this condition? Why? You can't bring it around.
Also, there's a couple.
Well, you also there's a couple. Anita breaks one rule or other. One and now they have the following system, right? You have Kares. Kares leads to Erva. Erva leads to no Tfisus Kiddushin. Now here we know a fact. This is Kares. And we know it's Tfisus Kiddushin. There's kind of a Tfisus Kiddushin. Which half breaks down? Is that although it's, despite the fact that it's a Kares, this is not an Erva? In one corner, that's Josh. And David says, no, has to show him. Kares leads to Erva. But this is the Erva Mitzvah, the Kodosh, the Kiddushin. The battle on them is clearly drawn. Who's right? Rabbi, even to Rishon. This is the fundamental Maslov of the Rishon. What Moshat the Easter of Nisa. Tosk says like that. Tosk is on the base. That the Nida is not considered Dabba Shabbat Yerba. Erechanan the agreement, right? Erechanan Bisur? That's right? The Nida? That tells him, Shah! The Sarf Allah Alaska tells you that's a separate thing. It's an answer. A man is being with a Nida, it's like a piece of Hazar. It's not an Arab. Had it been Arab, there would be no. It's not an Arab. Oh! If you look carefully, you probably have told me today, there's no Yahar by Yahweh. Yeah? Yeah. There's no Yahar by Yahweh. Not an Arab? Not. Ooh, so it's not Yahar by Yahweh. This shit is a Tulsa. Who's the one who moves absolutely against the Tosafot in many, many areas? Who is he? Correct. The Rambam. John is the Pharisee. This is the Mamma Kabbalah. Let's figure it out. John is the Pharisee. He speaks at home all day in the Mamma Kabbalah. John is the Anida. Harehi min Arayan. The Pharisee Harehi. John is the Anida. Is there something? Well, I don't have it in front of me. It's a term. Dal or something. It's on the Mamma Kabbalah. The Anida is an Arab. The Pharisee Rambam. Nida is an Arab. The Pharisee. More than that. Rashi. Huh? Can't do that. But it's so. This is why we tell you about. What? Because the Pastor gets to this house. It's up in the Gemara. We have to talk with Gemara. Hold on. Hi, how? The exception. Wait. We go further than that. The Rambam has a need of an Issa Yichud. I have to get it too. When Rambam talks about Issa Yichud, he says the Yichud is not to follow the Arayat. And the Nida when? Call them via Rishon. I'm just going to say a lot. And a clear impression from the Rambam. The nature of the Issa via, the nature of the Issa Yichud, the Ishto Nida called via Rishon, is the same as the nature of the Issa Yichud with any other Arab. Included fully in the categories of Arab. Except after the Rishon, so the Torah is not a Zuga by Shoshan, and the exception what is a hetero. You look at the amount of praise going to be condition. Okay. Whereas, one second. There are more in Yerodea. I can put in Yerodea. Kuktari Bay. It's a very unusual because it didn't face an arrival. The Ramah says, no. You look back on the Gemara, that's Dalin Sula, it says a very funny expression. Who Yoshin Ben Ha'an Yoshin? We saw it. We have the Antimi Adam on the board. He is Shana, Ben Hanosh. So we think it's just being fancy. It needs to be Yichud, but it's just saying it in a fancy terminology. The rabbis are absolutely not. It has chumras and coolness, totally different than the regular than the Yichud. What's the chumra? You have to have what he calls Shtei Shmiris. Usually if you have two men and one woman, it's okay. Here, no. You have to have two men and two. Hu Yoshe Ben Ha'anoshim, Via Shana Ben. Ha, no Hashim. They have to have separate shmir. That's number one. That's a tremendous, tremendous one. Chumra of the rival quarter by the Rabbah. There's also an amazing cool law. What do you mean who Yoshen? He is Shana. Yichud is Usher at high noon. The rival suggests, not over here. Here's not a regular Yichud. Because here's Ishto. It's a new thing. A new kind of halacha. A new kind of halacha which teaches us that chumras and coolness is about, and by high noon, it's just the rabbit. Maybe there will be no Easter of Yichud, be Ishto Nida, for the Bir Rishon. What? Right? Have a day wedding, one to the rabbit, have a day wedding, and there's no Easter of the Yichud room. Why? Because the Bir is by night. Yeah, but that's not one of those. Even the Goyim that I usually use, not always, use the paper. But usually the beard is by night. Yeah? No, 101. Well, paint two. Be it rapid time. I think it's going to be.
Thank you.
Isa Doraisa not to be Makadash in Arabic. You go to your sister, put a ring on the finger, Arabic, the letter three, put a ring on the finger, put a ring on the finger, Isa Doraisa. I mean, the joke was you did Malka, I don't know what it was. Malka was just Isa Doraisa. That's what the word is in Rambam. Neither is an Isa Doraisa. You're not allowed to put a ring on the finger. If you do, it's a Xerxes because it works. It's an additional raya that, the what? But according to Shita Sarambam, need as the status of a of an Arab. Right. Shouldn't do it. If you did it, it worked. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's there as the custom, that despite the fact it's an Arab, and it's also to do it, but if you did it, it worked. Did it work? Now, no, only for Nidah. Now, that's amazing. That's an amazing book. I think it's an amazing thing. I don't remember hearing this when I was in the Yavis. Finish, go to. Say, well, how else did you say? What else? Talk to Rambam. We'll get to it later. The Magamish has two children. Shemekadish anida haret in the Kudesh as the Kedush in the Glorin. The Ein Roi Lassus came. Why not? Why did Ein Roi Lassus came? Why? So the Mincha Tzkinach, he calls it in Hashmot, and it's Mr. Rachel, it's an incredible Kiddush. The Mare Kiddush, Sam of Zion says, it's an Isa Doraisa not to be Mekadosh in Eretz. You go to your sister, put a ring on the finger, Arabic, the letter three, put a ring on the finger, put a ring on the Isa Doraisa. I mean, the joke was you did Malka, I don't know what it was. Malka, it's an Isa Doraisa. That's what the word is in Rambam. Neither is an Isa Doraisa. You're not allowed to put a ring on the finger. If you do, it's a Xerxes because it works. It's an additional raya that, a what? But according to Shita Sarambam, need as the status of a of an Arab. Right. Shouldn't do it. If you did it, it worked. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's there as the custom, that despite the fact it's an Arab, and it's also to do it. But if you did it, it worked. Didn't work. Now, no, only for Nidah. Now, that's amazing. That's an amazing book. I think it's an amazing thing. I don't remember hearing this when I was in the Yavis. Finish, go to. People say, well, how else did you say? What else? Talk to Rambam. We'll get to it later. The Magamish has two children. Well, the Rambam told us. Two children. We'll get to a couple of later. This I heard when I was in Yavne and ready to print it again over here. By the way, the difference between according to the Rambam, Isi Yichud Kodam Bia Rishon is Doraisa. Assuming that Yichud Bechal is Doraisa. But according to the Rambam and the Ravid, would be a only Nisi the Rabbanah. The Pashto. Right? Because only if Shmir is only by day, by night, not by day, if that's not the Rabbanah. Okay. So let's go further. Till now was what I had already heard before. But now Rav Shach is a beautiful Hosafa, which directly relates to our Indian, which I never heard before in the other Yeshivas. You know, the Rambam said, we've already learned it, the Ksuba should precede the Chuba. You have the Ksuba before the Chuba. No, the Mama Thomas, the original, not the Kashfad. Very good, Allah Hazayim. Zarek, Lichto, Zuba, Koran, Shih, Kana, Kukuk. Why? Question one. What do you need, what? You need Isha, what? Right? It's also the Shashah, but Zuba, you need a Yichar, a Royal Abiyah. And he's not Royal Abiyah. Why not? Because the Abiyah would be also that of Zuba. That's our corner there. Rav Shach had one beautiful deal in the last of the mission. The mission is called, how's it say? Called Pochas Le Sula Mi Masai. here, Rav Shechter suggests the following. We use the word biasnus to me, it goes on in the world, it goes on every high school. That's biasnus.
You know,
elementary, I know, we're left here. So, biasnus means what we call poliabol apnea, a man and a woman, they'll live with one another without the benefit of marriage. That's what we call the word biasnus. Get a marriage, it's something. Get married. Why call it biasnus if they're married? No. But chat. Just to stop. Midirabona. We say that she's considered to be a fluid. That the super somehow is needed to be mashlim the nisua. Of course, not on the level of the rice. Many of you call that super is the algebra, but that's the next sheet. Tomorrow we have. But even if super is the rice, we should clear the rice. It doesn't mean that. But what it means is that at the level of the Rabbana we say, hey, you're not fully married. Full marriage means, you know, you have your regular marriage with the Raisa, plus you have Subah, plus you have a Bracha, Sheva Brachas, then you're fully married. If you're missing any of those things, you're not really fully married in the Rabbana take a sense. That's what's called a Bilas Nus. That's why the Subah receive the yichud. Otherwise, that's going to be an isser. It's going to be an isser yichud. It won't work fully. The machlokas achron. But the Rambam, now listen. When the Rambam said that the tzarech lift of suba before konishon, what does it mean? It's not going to be an isser, or if not, it won't even work. It won't be kon of the gami. But what it won't be kon of the gami. After the won't be stam an isser. So it's kind of an isser of znus and fluya. It's not a full marriage. Like by need itself, need it's not called a midoraisa. Because the midoraisa, without a simple system question of the rabbonim, that could be explained. So the Rav Shechter is not having this in this maimer. They didn't have a bracha too. They didn't have a bracha. Kalav lo bracha the sur levayla kinida. What does that mean? Taka not kona legami. The same as need is not kona legami. That's our rabba. Same as kubas need doesn't work. The lo bracha also wouldn't work. This is Derek Aga, before I forget, I was looking at Chazanish yesterday, this was the last time I was talking with Chazanish. I saw that he said the following shot, I quote that I wasn't aware of before, that we discussed Yehuda, they had Yichud before. He said, come on, what are all these people talking about? They only had Yichud. So they born yesterday, asked for Chazanish, what kind of business is this? We know what goes on with Yichud. And we have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, a chosn and Kyle, they're ready. Have tradition, and you put him, you let him stay together in the room locked for an indefinite amount of time. Oh, you know what's going to go on? What do you mean? They're only going to have yichud. How do you have yichud? Okay. You have beer the shem yisul. The mamish the sul gevurah. There's all kinds of sul gevurah that one guy has yichud. Ah, so what's missing? Set. Oh, very good. The sul is missing. We make the brachas. In Yehuda, when they had Yichud, they made Sheva Brachas to minimize the issue. No Ksuba. Why no Ksuba? That's always why. Why are they writing Ksuba already? Because the Shita Mekubetz is there, who quotes from the Gaonim, that they didn't read it. Oh, what did you think Yehuda was? Some kind of, I don't want to say it. Some kind of neighborhood where they had reduced standards of stringent behavior? What do you think Yehuda was anyway? The answer is, as he said, they were afraid of the rite of the first night. Mon Ksubas Av Gimel, right? Kol Anises, Tiboil, Lehegmon, Tchila. Gimel Veid. But they had this pervert who want to have a good time in his life. So here, whenever you look at the social page, if it was a wedding, then I'm showing up first, and the chosn, you wait online. I'm first. That's it has on sukkah, and they changed the wedding days from Wednesday to other days to avoid this. So, I finished that. They quote from the sheet, they quote from the Gaonim. That's the Pshat in Yehuda. They were afraid to get married normally, but then they'll have a big fancy nisua, and this night will show up. Goy will show up, the Hegmon, what they do? they take the rest. Yes, the suin is scheduled for Lag BaOmer. The suin is scheduled for the Chumash Sivan. The suin is scheduled for the month of Elul. Meanwhile, Yehuda comes in the month of Adar, the Miyachad of Pasuk Aleph. Just for a minute. The Miyachad of Pasuk Aleph. And they said Sheva Brachos, but they didn't write a Ksuba. Why? Write a Ksuba. The night they found out about it, they killed them all. Explain why they did this in Yehuda. Why do they have this funny kind of an arrangement? Just get married already, like everybody else. No, they wrote a ksuba. No, they want you to know. What happened was they got married. He's she's a nida. If she is, quote the halacha shulchan aruch, and it's based on the Mordechai. Right. Let's look at the Mordechai. Simon kuf ayin chet. Everyone, please open up. Simon kuf ayin chet. Nunu, come on. No, you're not too slow. Page 6, correct. And Mordechai says, so it's possible chibas dia, and some of them are actually accustomed to wait until after the shiva the kiyin. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish, hi the boy of Ashi nefesh al chupa of the person nida, hi the chupa shachosim shavur shahari set to horror b'shachul, but different for the gamrei. He thought she was Tahara. The Nib says, Nida. The Shemachim is Sapkala Ikanya. The Shema. Chiba ki agavne in Okona. The Ilu. Yoda achos and Shena yofa libo lato. He says, no. We had a ksub at Kona the Gami according to the Rambam. But the Chupas Chastana disagrees. He says, no. It explains what we're saying before. It's a bit of Vila. So he's trying out the Chupas Chastana. No, wouldn't be calling the guy without the okay. So now, someone mentioned before the idea of not telling the chassan to be notified that he really that he's she's a nida if she is. Quote halacha shulchan aruch, and it's based on the Mordechai. Right? Let's look at the Mordechai. Simon kuf ayin chet. Everyone, please open up. Simon kuf ayin chet. No, come on. No, you're not too slow. Page 6, correct. And Mordechai says, so it's possible chibas dia, and some of them are actually accustomed to wait until after the shiva the kiyin. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish, hi the boy of Ashi nechus al kubah person nida, hi the chupa shachosim savor. Shahari said Tahara b'shatul, but different for the gamrei. He thought she was Tahara. The Nib says Nida. The Shemachim is Safkala Ikanya. The Shema Chiba Ki Agavne Nakona Di Ilu Yada Achas M'Shena Yofa Livo Lata Shema Lo Haya Kona Tata. The gamrei Gila Haya Lachas Taharas Lo Haya Kona Nida. They mean in Perakama and Pirs Nida in the Malam Mazonis. Avon Modiello Shi Nida Ava Picano Council Hoppa Vada Iknuyolo Miyad came at the Osa Kupak and the Livok Shatia Tahora Kakomarish Fakosum Lakor Imi Tahorium Lab Tekenofon Lazo. Very important. A noob shot over here. He's saying Kupas Nida, if he knows what it is, could be Conan. But if he doesn't know, then it's Bitoh. conditional. That's a condition. That's an external condition. I marry you with some kind of condition. If this will not happen, will it will not happen. But here, Hakul Yod and Kala, no one left to the foot. We all know why she's going in. Then that fits. It's like buying a car without an engine. That's not a toast in the whole thing that you're acquiring. That's what they said the hamak. The ritual I asked you to see says. The chat just says the suin is the toast. The kiddushin is the toast. I had a customer ready then that they would do kiddushin and the suin together. That's what the ritual was saying. So he wouldn't have even had the kiddushin had he known that she was a diva. That's the toast. According to the ritual, you get the impression. Had he done the kiddush, if he does the kiddush a month ago, and it's on the top of the suin today, and they don't tell me she's a nida, then maybe the suin will be good. Although it's betos, the nisui tos work. The same as the nisui bitanai work. And, right, because the whole sugi in Yavamis, there's no tos. But Khalid said there's no tos. So tos and time might be similar. That's what the ritual seems to indicate. It's starting the kiddush now. Kiddushin betos, in effect. But the suin wouldn't be valid with the principle of toast. The Hamaka says no. You know, you can't make a knife in the suin, but the toast, in the very essence of it, would knock it out. That's. Yeah. Now, in concluding the Shitas of Rambam, I just have really one more Nakuda to say about the Rambam Shita, which comes from the base mayor. The base mayor, one of the Gedolei Achronim, has a very, very interesting mahalak on the Rambam. I made a quick reference to it a while ago. I want to go over it a little more later. We discussed here on a big shayla. What's pshat Rambam? Is pshat Rambam that the chuppas needed nothing, accomplishes zero? Remember that we have three sheetas, right there? Or it accomplishes what? Always said it accomplishes. Either it accomplishes nothing, or it works for what? So we had a shita earlier that said that, the kind of what is the Master Rabbi Shluchi about? It seems to work for things. We had a discussion that 2 days left of Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, about this, how far is the Dharma? Everything else only about Bonin anyway. So some say, no, she's a full-fledged Nesuah. Only thing is, what's missing? Is Rav Naftali. What's missing? The Heta Bia with the Shibita Bia. That's missing. The private stuff is missing. Everything else is perfectly valid. You know, there's a between sheet that it works only for the Nimamidus and the Sukkah Zavim. It's the Nimamidus that works, and not for anything else which is not monetary in nature. That was between them. For the Dorum and the all within the Rambam, all within the Rambam. That's the question when you make the bracha, right? The suin, gomer and the suin, we discussed all these diyukim and lashon Rambam. Right. Something did happen. The base mail is exactly the reverse of what I'm told. The absolute reverse. The base mail says, Kumfaker, Yichud of Anida, Chupanida is not calling for anything. Not the Yorushal, Tamala, for there, nothing, zero. You know what it works for? Believe it or not. It works for the Matir Bia, and to make a Shiva Bia, not now, but for when? For next week. It works now for next week. That's the base man. Exactly the reverse. It works now for next week. That's the base man. The opposite of the Ramnath Solid. The opposite. That's our number one. A fourth sheet in she's the Ramah as far as what Kupa Siddha Kalash. Our number two in the base man. He attacks the Beit Shmuel. The Beit Shmuel says in Siddhim Samachal Kosket that the Ramah would agree, and someone said this before earlier today. The Ramah would agree if you tell the Chosh the Nida and he does it, he's doing anyway, then it's top. The Beit Shmuel says patently and absolutely false. I think he's right. Rambam didn't say a word about this. this idea of Odilo, the Mordechai, the Ritz, or whatever they say it, Ram is to be the word about this. Very sure. Great man, very strong. Again, very strong. So, Shmuel, who said it to Rambam, if you notify him that it works, it's not true. Rambam holds it to be super serious, no matter how you notify him, it's still not cow. Not cow. The sheet exists. I'm not saying it exists. You look at the sheet of a Kuvetet. He says exactly this far. If you tell him, then he's Makabalan himself anyway. If Pirsa Nida, afterwards, in the shot, they wanted to look kind of be. She wasn't a Nida. And then, right afterwards, if she was Pirsa Nida, Saldat Kenny was not, didn't want to marry him. That's the Svara, is a correct Svara, but not the Rambam. I'm not going to the Svara. Not the Rambam. Not the Rambam. Mordechai, Beth says, okay, but not the Rambam, yes. Yeah. Some say when she becomes taller, some say from now, within that sheet. Some say even from now. Look carefully in the showing. Could be. Now comes the shaila with the Beis Shmuel that's cut base. According to the Rambam, what's the shaila? He boiled the hole, pierced the either my. Kona, not Kona. So again, the most we show them is a local shaila with respect to what? Come on, with Tosefes. Not with it. Well, everyone open the Gemara. What are you shoveling snow all night? You're looking good. Look inside. Come on, please. Nun Vava Meral. Should open up all the windows. So wake up. Boy Ravashi. Boy Ravashi. Nicholas of the Kumbo, Pearson, either Mao. Im Tipsalom, I'm good to keep us from the Kona. Chupa de chag in the via, have a chupa de chag in the via, low, or do a malosh not take it. Everyone else learns pshat, this is a special local damage by Tosefes Ksuba. The Rambam says pshat, the general shayla, this chupa is either kona, not kona. So the Beis Shmuel asks, if chupa is yichol, how can the shayla exist? What kind of shayla is it? What's the hana meaning? Of course it's not kona. So the famous principle from the Rosh is he can't be Kona V'Yisur. Maimer that Tera Koni, Maimer the Yisura, Love Koni, we knew all along that Yidlug Nidah is also. How can I be a high meter it's Kona? That's the Beis Shmuel's Kash against the Rambam. You already answered the Kash a long time ago. Maimer the Yisura, Love Koni, by the Kinyan of the Rabbana. This is a Kinyan Zoraisa. That might work a lot. Let me see the name of the Kivega first. Kivega says, oh, gimel. See the little gimel there? Everyone see the gimel? Can't miss it. Small gimel tells you what the Sarah Vikivanga. Ayn Aran Reish Ksubas. We read it before. The cost of Tchila, the Chupa Hainu Yichud, when we call the Gom, the Yevin Mahani, a Chupa Benidah. He suggested that. In Kayin Shloma, the Gama Rama, the Sphila came. Umar, the cost of the Ap, the Yevin Lomahani, there's no general principle that doesn't work with it. It's kind of an issue. I Maimar. No, Maimar is only a kid in the Rabbonim. He didn't quote the Rabbonim. He quoted a different Rabbonim. He quoted a Rabbonim, Reish Kiddushim. I don't understand that one. Reish Kiddushim. Give me a second. One second. I was going to quote the Rabbonim about Maimar, but he spoke it also in Kiddushim, but later on in Kiddushim. Hold on. One second. I don't see it. I don't see the Ran Reish Kiddushin anyway.
What do you have,
Reish? Is it Ran Reish Kiddushin, no? No, Reish Shmuel does. Ran Reish Kiddushin. The Kona also be Yichud Shal Issa. Moshik Sharan Reish Kiddushin. And Shal Issa for Bia Shal Issa. There's also another Ran. A Ran about... Dam Ken Koshik Kona Yichud Shal Issa. What's this? Oh boy. What's a different Ran? Hold on. Let me see what the Kiddushin first. Kiddushin says... Oh, gimel. See the little gimel there? Everyone see the gimel? Can't miss it. It's a small gimel. It tells you what the Messiah of the Givaga. Ayin Aran Reish Ksubis. We read it before. The Kosh of Tchilo. The Chupa Ayin Yichud. When we call Makom, the Yevin Mahani, a Chupa Benido. He suggested that. In Kayin Shloma, the Gama Rama, the Svila King. Umar, the Pasek, the Ach, the Yevin Lomahani. It's not general principle that it doesn't work with it. It's the chemical in it. I Maimar. No, Maimar is only a kid in the Rabbonah. He can quote the Rabbonah. He can quote a different Rabbonah. Quote around Reish Kiddushin. I don't remember seeing that one. Reish Kiddushin. Let me stop for 1 second. I was going to quote the Rabbonah about Maimar. We spoke of also in Kiddushin, but later on in Kiddushin. Hold on. One second. I don't see it. That chup, the word chup on the suan means yichud. Who wants to venture a guess? Which perceptor? Which daf? Nun vav amud aleph. The Beit Meir said, he got it from our Gemara. But the Gemara says, Mashaila is chup a kona benito. If chup means not stand under a canopy, why not? Why not, he said. Canopy? Everybody's saying on a canopy. The parrot is that the yichud, the chuppah three times should lead up to beer. What is up to beer? Yichud. The Rambam got it from our Gemara. And it will go beyond that. That's why I said to be the first stick of the Gemara. The Gemara says, boy, Rabbi, Nicholas of the chuppah of the Nibbala Mao. The whole discussion ensues. The Gemara says, Bia Balayla Rishon Isa. Right? Bia Balayla Isa Yom Lessa Babayas Awful is Mutter. What's our Acharat Kamashmalan Bia Balayla? Ala Chupa Kasha? Chupa Naman Akasha. Came in the Stam Chupa Labia Kaima? Or Acharat Kamashmalan the Balayla. But Chupa usually takes place at night before the Bia. That's what it says. Ah, you get married Sunday afternoon? No. It's better for the